Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And apparently, some guy has decided to take one for the team, I guess. Team being Team Earth.
Team Crazy.
No, Team Crazy
team,
for sure.
Team Lunatics.
And he has decided that the best course of action to address climate change was for him to get a vasectomy. I'm confused.
Well, there's a lot of carbon involved in rearing children.
Okay, yeah, sure. I guess.
Extra food, the school bus, you know, the clothing, the rearing. It's just that there's a lot involved. And according to this guy, like you said, he's taking one for the team. He is actually standing up for what he believes, and that is overpopulation.
Well, let's get into that. But before we do, we've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen.
Hi, what's up?
Setting myself outside here so I can get a better signal.
You're breaking up too badly, Dave. Try to get a better signal going on. We'll leave you on hold for the time being while you attempt to work that out. Let's instead go to Mike from Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Free Dylan Roof.
Who?
Free Dylan Roof.
Who is that?
Free Dylan Roof.
Okay, who is that?
Free Dylan Roof.
Yeah, okay. Good talk. I don't know who that is.
What's the last name? Through?
Roof. I know I've heard the name before, but I don't recall who it is.
Dylan Roof.
What? It's kind of sad that was all he managed to say. Which shooter?
He shot up a black church, apparently.
Okay.
That's the South Carolina... I'm sorry.
Well, he can't be too important to these lunatics on the alt-right if all he managed to say was to free the guy without saying
an American white supremacist and mass murderer convicted of perpetrating the Charleston church shooting on June 17, 2015 in the U.S. state of South Carolina.
One of his fans was allegedly the person who snitched out Chris Cantwell.
Oh, really?
For this recent arrest.
Okay.
Yeah. They call themselves the Bull Patrol because Dylan Roof had a bull haircut.
Okay.
Yes, it's pretty bullish. He's also got kind of a bull skull.
Like Charles Perrella?
Who's that?
He's this libertarian guy who got into an argument with Austin Peterson and left him this really long, funny voicemail about how he totally doesn't have a bowl cut. It's well worth listening to. Look up Deep Thoughts with Charles Perrella sometime if you want to laugh, because he honestly called Austin Peterson and left him a voicemail about his hair totally not being a bowl cut. But it's definitely a bull cut.
He sounds like he has a lot of fans like we do.
He does. You've got it in front of you. Who is Dylan Roof?
Dylan Roof is a church shooter.
Okay, he's some lunatic.
He's some lunatic, and he's behind bars most likely. And I don't know that I don't know how you can stand behind this guy. Unless you know something that we don't, instead of just calling in about freeing him, maybe you can tell us what's up.
I tried to get information from him, but all he could say was those same four words.
Like, did it not?
Words.
Maybe it didn't really happen?
Yeah, I mean...
Or he had a reason to do it? I mean, what's going on here? Or was he just a lunatic?
Well, I think the caller was probably a lunatic.
It's possible.
Or he was at least stupid. Because all he managed to do, even though we were giving him the airtime to actually say what he was trying to say.
Yep. As long as you keep the language clean,
yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. Yeah. We're going to talk about whatever. Like this next story about climate lunatics taking one for the team. This story comes from redstate.com. It's obviously a conservative, has a conservative vibe. But I did read the original article written by this joker. But I liked how Red State summed it up a little better. While people like to claim they believe in climate change and want to work to help the planet, few people are as dedicated as a guy in California who got a vasectomy in order to fight climate change. Writing in Outside Online, the website this originally appeared on, Wes Seiler said he got engaged to his fiance and immediately began planning for the future, but then natural disasters happened and, gasp, Donald Trump was elected president.
Okay, so he proposed to a chick, presumably, since he bothered to get a vasectomy, and that wouldn't be necessary if he was engaged to a dude, one would think. And his first thought was, Donald Trump is president, there are natural disasters, I'm going to get a vasectomy.
Yeah, I don't think this came up all of a sudden. it's possible. I know someone who met a woman, and he changed overnight. These things do happen. So he might have got hooked up with a greeny girl, and they're in California, by the way. And then overnight, he made the decision that he was going to really make a huge change in his life. It's happened before. I know, and it might have happened here. This might have been something that had been bubbling up for years and years.
I'm not seeing the connection, and evolutionarily, it's stupid. If you believe that you're intellectually, morally, or in whatever way superior to the average person out there voting for Donald Trump and allegedly contributing to climate change, then it would seem like your responsibility to have as many children as possible.
Absolutely, and this is the first 10 minutes of Idiocracy. Is summed up in this.
I've never seen Idiocracy, and at this point, I kind of refuse to because of all of the libertarians who constantly reference it.
All you have to do is watch the first 10 minutes.
I'm not ever going to watch any of it.
That's it. All right, well, let me tell you about it. Spoiler.
Okay.
Stupid people reproduce and make lots of themselves.
Okay.
Whereas smart people, smart, responsible individuals who are worried about their future and they're worried about bringing up children in a good world with a good in a good environment are less likely to propagate. And that's exactly what happens. Lots of rabbits, lots of stupid rabbits are making more of themselves. You got some smart monkeys over here who aren't reproducing because they're worried about bringing their kids up and that they're not ready to have children, and they never do. And before you know it, they're infertile. And basically,
why would they become infertile though?
Old age.
Okay.
And so basically, the stupid win. That's the whole gist of Idiocracy.
Well, I mean that's just kind of
if this guy Seiler believes that he is the smartest, the smarter man in the room, trying to save the environment, how is he going to perpetuate his ideas down the road? He's not, because he's not going to have any kids to bring up in this world. It's dumb.
Well, I agree it's dumb.
Now, if you're worried about, I mean, there are lots of reasons to not want to have kids, but this is, for climate change, it's just lunacy. But, I mean, if you're not financially capable, I applaud anybody out there, because that's a big problem we have.
We have
too many numbskulls who are not capable of rearing young people, and by the way, pets. I deliver, all right, so I'm a mail carrier. I deliver to an establishment, a big establishment, and all these people are helped. And I am amazed every damn one of them has a dog or a cat. And I'm like, man, you need help. You need my assistance to live, to buy your groceries, to pay your rent. How the hell are you capable? How the hell do you have room for a dog? I'm saying you need to go down the shopping list and start removing things from your life and get on the straight and narrow, because if you need help to survive, there are certain things that you don't need, like kids, dogs, you know, hobbies. You need to go get a damn job. And
I'm not going to say that people who are too financially irresponsible to sustain themselves can't have dogs.
If you can't pay your groceries, you don't need a dog.
I mean, I agree in theory, But I would also be willing to buy the dog food for someone who needed a dog in their life but couldn't buy their own groceries. I would be willing to personally choose to subsidize that.
Not me.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. Let us know. Would you subsidize someone's poor lifestyle?
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I've got a Liberty update from LibertyCon, and you won't want to miss these two very special debates. First, whether or not government is necessary, featuring David Friedman. Of course, that's Milton Friedman's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David is arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. Second, whether or not capitalism requires government intervention. This is going to make the libertarian socialists super happy.
Wait, what?
The libertarian socialists is going to make them super happy.
So that's a real thing, then?
Well, they're actually ANCOMs, but they call themselves libertarian socialists.
Oh,
yes.
God. Okay, well, so, let's go with it.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you do? There's also John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, who is going to speak on conscious capitalism. Be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for a career advancement or business and internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com. For more details on the incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts, that's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. Well, before we get back into this article about the lunatic here who got a vasectomy, let's go to the phones. We've got Bill calling from Alabama. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, free Chris Cantwell. Cantwell for president 2020. Free Chris Cantwell. Hail
president.
Cantwell.
President.
Hail Cantwell. Hail Hitler and hail Cantwell.
Yeah, why?
Well, what did Cantwell do so bad?
He's a
I mean,
fed?
You know, I mean, besides let you on a show, you disgusting Kishi.
Yeah, as long as you can keep it clean, dude. So, I mean, he let me on his show, and it's widely regarded, even among his fans, as one of the best shows he ever did. So, I mean, there is that.
Well, I mean, I want to know what he did so bad to go to jail. I mean, all he did was, you know, say he's going to,
I don't think he should be in jail for that either. I mean, it was a stupid threat sent over the internet that people make those kinds of threats online every single day and don't go to prison over it.
Well, Cantwell should just be president, in my opinion.
You would vote for Chris Cantwell as president? Why?
What part of his... Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Could it be the wide open racism? The history of drug use?
Factor into it. I mean, I preferably have, you know, that one gentleman that, you know, that has been lied about a lot in human history and, you know, is from Europe. But, I mean, if we get Cantwell there instead, I mean, I'm okay with that. You know,
okay.
I mean, Trump is Israel's little blow-up doll, if you ask me. You
know, now, doesn't Chris Cantwell support
Trump is Israel's jizz rag.
Okay, but I don't know about that. Try to be a little bit more clean. Doesn't Cantwell support Donald Trump?
Well, if you have to pick the lesser of two evils, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's better to vote for, you know, Donald Trump than, you know, some commie Jew scumbag whore like Hillary Clinton or, I'm sorry, Hillary the Hutt, you know, or Elizabeth Warren, you know. But, I mean, he's still, you know, Israel's just suck.
All right, but Cantwell supports Trump, so if they ran against each other, how would that work? Who would you vote for then?
I'll still vote for Cantwell.
But how could Trump, how could Cantwell even sleep at night knowing that he's running against someone that he supports? Should he wait for another 4 years?
Completely support him. Have you listened to the Radical Agenda recently before the Mossad U.S. division, FBI, decided to pick him up on some bogus charges?
I agree that the charges are bogus, you know. Like I was saying, people make statements like that all day, every day on the internet and aren't getting arrested for it. The FBI either brought him in to get information out of him or they have just had their eyes on him since South Carolina.
Or maybe he needs an update. He needs new information,
he's indicted. He's been indicted. He has, you know, a bail hearing and he got denied bail. He's been indicted.
What was the basis they used for denying him bail?
Can't well like the Jews persecuted Jesus.
Okay. You know, what was the basis they used for denying Cantwell Bell?
That is a good question. They decided not to. All I read was they denied him bail.
Okay. I mean, he doesn't seem to be a flight risk.
He's been here the whole time, right? He came back and been stayed.
I spoke with him today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, according to him, they actually waived the bail hearing. So, that was his choice.
So, he opted not to get out on bail?
I can't explain to you what he said to me, but it basically was like he was worried that they would just dredge up more of the things he said in chats and make him look pretty bad.
But how can they make any of that stick? Arya mentioned people say stuff like that all the damn time.
I know, it's terrible what they've done to him. I mean, I don't like Cantwell's ideas, but he's absolutely a political prisoner. And one other thing, Arya, they've been watching him not since South Carolina. They've been watching Chris Cantwell since at least when he moved here in 2012. At least. We know for a fact they were watching him.
You just said political prisoner. Do you think that maybe he is trying to be a martyr here for his base?
Cantwell? No, he was playing video games when this happened.
This guy's eating it all up. He's all in out there ready to vote for Cantwell.
Well, I don't know what this guy really believes. As far as I know, he's just an internet troll.
But I mean, all right. So Cantwell's playing video games. who's paying attention to him now? But now he's got the spotlight on him again.
I hit the hold button and it made a lot of noise when I did that. I don't know why.
So he's got the spotlight again.
He's a
political martyr.
He's got the spotlight from prison, though.
Well, I mean,
I don't think
so did
he wanted that.
By the way, so did Hitler. Wasn't he in prison for a whole year after his little coup? He came back and he was a national hero. I think maybe some people are actually trying to live up to that expectation.
I don't think that Cantwell is the type who would voluntarily choose to be in jail, though.
If he knew it was only fleeting, if he knew that it was going to lead to better things.
That. Hitler didn't know that he was ultimately going to be released.
What? But
no,
when you're sitting in that jail cell, for all you know, it's going to last the rest of its whatever the sentence is.
This is true. But we have the history. We have this history, and some people are very familiar with it, and maybe they are trying to recreate that history in our own lifetimes.
It's possible. Bill, thanks for the call. I certainly learned more about Cantwell tonight than I cared to know. I was not happy when I saw that he was arrested. I don't think it's good for anyone who has any ties to him whatsoever because he's on video crying and saying that he will tell the FBI basically whatever they want to know if they will release him.
Right.
And now he's back in FBI custody, probably telling them whatever they want to know and trying to get himself released or the charges against him dropped or whatever.
He's getting updated on his next mission. He's getting his marching orders.
I can't say you're wrong, you know? What do you think? Should Cantwell be in prison? Have you heard about it? Have you heard about the supposed threats that he made on the internet to some anonymous person whose name I don't think he even knew? 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With President Trump's legal team wrapping up their case in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump,
The next question is, will witnesses be called? Reports out there say Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't have the votes to block witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton from being called to testify. But according to Republican Senator of Florida Rick Scott, he believes...
I believe that on Friday, when we get to the decision whether we're going to have witnesses, we're not going to do it. I mean, there's no logic to doing it. The House had their opportunity. Take John Bolton. They could subpoena him, and they elected not to. So you can't feel sorry for them. They've had their witnesses.
Tourists in the Caribbean are still being rattled after a series of earthquakes on Tuesday. The first measured 7.7 and struck between Jamaica and Cuba. It was felt as far away as Miami. Several aftershocks followed, but the threat of tsunamis is over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, even if what is on your mind is stupid and morally reprehensible, like freeing Dylann Roof. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, then we have a solution. Now, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at businesses that you sign up to take Bitcoin Cash and Dash. So finally, you have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. You'll now earn ongoing commissions for signing up businesses to accept Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Commissions are also instant. There's none of that waiting for weeks or months for your payout kind of crap. No, when they make the purchase, you immediately get the payout. So check it out. That's AnyPayInc.com. Most of the cryptocurrency, I'm getting my haircut tomorrow. You're paying cryptocurrency for that. Most of the cryptocurrency accepting places here in Keene and in Portsmouth accept cryptocurrency through AnyPay. It's
it turns out one accepts Utah goldbacks as well.
Yes, evidently that's true. I have not had occasion to spend goldbacks making a purchase. I usually just hand them out as tips because people always ask, what is this? Well, it's gold. And that leads to a fun little conversation. I always love explaining to people that one of these gold backs is honestly more valuable than any of the money in their bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Any of it. Even if they have $150,000 sitting in their bank account, a one gold back is worth more.
They might be wheeling that $150,000 in a wheelbarrow down to the bread store a couple years into the future.
Yep. Or taking one gold back to achieve the same.
Yep.
So let's go to the phones. We've got Seth calling from Tennessee. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you doing?
What's on your mind?
There's a white nationalist group in my area in West Tennessee. It's called the National Socialist Movement.
Okay.
And they've been screaming white power every day, and they're good white men, and they're burnt. They're having a fun time. So see, ho! 1488, you free Dylan Roof!
Yeah, it sounds like they're having a really good time. I'm having a really good time as well, is worth pointing out.
What has happened this evening? Who shared Free Talk Live on some...
I mean, most likely Chris Cantwell, with Chris Cantwell gone...
He's been in jail for a whole week.
Yeah.
Right?
But with his show, not happening,
the people have
to go somewhere else to watch.
There's a void, and they're trying to fill it.
That would be my guess.
And this is the closest thing they can get to Cantwell.
I don't know if we want to use the word closest here, but a lot of us are friendly with Chris Cantwell.
We're in the same city.
I'm friendly with Chris Cantwell. I don't hate the guy.
I don't scream at him. He doesn't scream at me. We're not.
Well, we scream at each other, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, right.
So
you debate. Having arguments.
Yes, and it's generally entertaining to listen to. So,
this is what this show is really all about. I mean, who says that we're right? If you think that you have the better mousetrap, put it on the table and let's discuss. Let's compare notes, and maybe Arya and I and Ian and over in the chair there laughing. We will learn something. We'll hear something that we didn't hear, we've never known before, and we'll learn something new. That's what it's all about.
Unfortunately, for them to do that, they have to actually put forward rational, logically sound arguments.
Correct.
And all they have is nonsense and emotions, and those don't appeal to the part of the brain that wants a rational and sound, logical argument.
Turn your lizard brain on, off. Turn your Vulcan brain on. Your reasonable, rationable side of your brain, and let's have a conversation. None of this emotional bullcrap.
Well, if they just want to scream emotional things at people, I mean, that works too, because then we can just more easily make them look ridiculous like that. He was on a talk radio show hosted on more than 200 radio stations, and he could have actually made a point for his calls. Instead, he just made himself look like an idiot.
Right.
So.
And wasted our time.
Yeah. Well, you didn't really waste our time because we got some pretty good laughs out of it.
Well, I've had enough laughs. There's been too many of those types of calls this evening. I'm tired of chuckling. I'm ready to have a real conversation with one of you white power dudes.
When they do call and they actually succeed in having a conversation with us, it's usually pleasant. Like that, the one guy who actually managed to talk about voting Chris Cantwell, he actually attempted.
Yeah, once you settled him down.
Yeah. But let's keep going.
There's another one?
There is, but this one is, James from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Anyway,
last I checked.
James? Hey, drag queen James.
Hey, James. What's on your mind?
You thought that repentant former workers at Guantanamo, where nobody was tortured to death, and I think that supposedly maybe three Osama bin Laden fanatics were tortured, waterboarded, which they survived. But you thought they all should be executed, should literally die, that committed those heinous crimes where
hurt. I did not say they should be executed. Well, whether or not they were actually hurt is
die.
A different thing. No, I said they should kill themselves.
Okay, they should die is what you meant.
Well, they should kill themselves. That's the only way for them to take responsibility for actions that are so horrifically immoral.
Okay. Would you consider watching somebody suffocated to death and then helping the murderer get away, a capital crime, as in that person should die? By logic, speaking logically, of course, one follows from the other, and absolutely the answer is yes, correct? Drag queen James?
I'm not sure. The question was pretty circuitous. Can you ask it again in a rational and sensible way?
They're absolutely analogous.
No, ask the question again because I didn't catch the question.
Okay. There were people that were tortured in Guantanamo, waterboarded, that is.
Yes.
In other words, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who admitted.
Okay, what was the question part?
He was tortured, in your mind, and the people that Jay Loon says he knows that were there, amazingly. He knows the people that were there that feel bad about it now, but you still said that they should kill themselves. Now, given Mark Edge has watched somebody suffocated to death and then literally helped the murderer get away, literally, should he not kill himself in your logical, sound reasoning?
There is a huge difference between watching someone die
murdered?
And being the one
watching
who inflicted...
Suffocating somebody to death is not torture?
Mark didn't do that.
I appeal to the...
Even by your explanation
watched.
Of events,
just
Mark didn't do that.
Jay Loon said watched.
I didn't say that the people who watched the torture should kill themselves. I said
the
people who executed the torture.
I will appeal to the soundness of mind and honesty and integrity of your fellow, one of them calls himself a minister, to tell James, a dude that was born, a dude that, by the way, speaking of, you said it was hate that I asked you a simple one-word question once on the public airwaves, or on, the so-called Discord app.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember any of this.
Okay, the first question
I'm not obsessive and crazy.
What is on your birth certificate? What sex is written on your birth certificate?
I have no idea, but... I have no idea.
Oh,
but
yes, you do. That is an absolute lie. You know what sex is written on your birth certificate.
James, hold on, and let me answer the question that you asked. Can you do that? Can you do that?
Yes.
I honestly have no idea. I've had issues for like the last year getting a copy of my birth certificate.
You
but regardless
me.
Of what is written
what
on there, hold on. Will you let me answer the question, James? Regardless of what
you have, and I believe.
Okay, well, you're on hold while I actually answer your question. Regardless of what is written on the birth certificate, the state has no right whatsoever, no authority whatsoever, to declare what sex a person is or isn't. That's just authority they gave themselves. There's no need for it. It doesn't help anything. What use is it for the state to know what sex I was when I was born? I never claimed I was born a female, James. I realize this drives you crazy, but I am fully aware of who and what I am. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And if the Nazis are quite finished, we're going to get this story from the opposite side of the political spectrum. A leftist, presumably, here living in California, has decided that the best thing he can do to save the planet is to not have children. And in that sense, I kind of agree. If he's stupid enough to think that not having children is the way that he should save the planet, then the planet is best served if he does not have children.
If you truly believe that overpopulation is the problem, which this guy does, then...
On what basis do they make that?
This is what he's grown up with. This is a young millennial.
Right.
This is all he's ever heard.
That's all I've ever heard, too, but I hear wrong things all the time.
He's gotten a hell of a lot more of it in his younger life than we have. I know that it, Captain Planet, he's a hero. That crap was born back in my Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
But it was still, you know, I guess when I was a kid, it was, what was it? Oh, it was pollution and the ozone layer. But before that, you know, it was the global cooling, and you had and overpopulation was a big one. And then, of course, it moved on to the ozone layer fixed itself because we got rid of all them aerosols. And then now it's the warming, and now it's and it was climate change, and now it's climate emergency. It just changes every single year because they can't make any of it stick. But that's all they hear. That's
well,
all. They,
it doesn't stick because they keep prophesying doom within the next 5 years or whatever, and then those 5 years come and go, and... You know, the planet doesn't catch on fire.
But it's the same damn people who've been making these doom and gloom prophecies. It's the same people every single year. They just don't learn. Al Gore has been saying this, who is a charlatan, by the way. He's a straight-up car salesman. He doesn't believe it. I know that he doesn't believe it, but some of these knuckles, AOC believes it, which is sad because they just, you know.
What is the name of that pastor who keeps predicting the apocalypse?
All of them. Bunches
Harold
of
Kemp. Harold Kemp is his name. But he's actually, like, specified this is when everything is going to happen on this particular date.
And it doesn't happen, and he moves it up another couple years.
And he goes, oh, I did my math wrong. I meant this date. And he's wrong again, and he's wrong again, and he's wrong again. And still,
and his
people
sheep,
listen to
his
it.
Sheep followers just keep clinging on, and you have to wonder where their minds are at.
Yes.
I mean, how many times do you have to be lied to before you finally pull your head out of the sand and say, wait a minute, I think maybe this morning I'm going to think for myself. Because that's the biggest problem. You have too many sheep who believe these.
Well, the sad thing is they believe they are thinking for themselves. I mean, these climate change alarmists, these leftist types who want more government control of
their lives. Oh, yeah, because they have all this science to back up everything that they believe.
They believe we're the ones.
The settled silence, by the way.
They believe we're the ones who are not thinking for ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, but we're paid shills. We work for the Koch brothers or some other, or for Russia.
Well,
now, I'm sorry, now it's Ukraine.
Plenty of the callers that we've had tonight would have said that these people work for the Mossad.
Or the Jews. Yeah, correct. So we work for the Jews.
Paid by Israel.
I get a couple of what do the Jews deal in? The shekel. I get a couple shekels for coming here and being on the show. And then keep my nose clean. Do a little bit. Little
I think the problem is that everyone accuses everyone else of not thinking for themselves because they disagree with what those people believe.
Well, and this is true. There's a lot of different opinions out there, and what I think it boils down to is how much of your opinion is based on your lizard brain emotions. Can you sit down and have a conversation with me about why you believe we're all going to die because of carbon emissions? Or are you just going to scream at me or throw a brick through my window or stab my tires? Because that's usually where these people are coming from. Because they don't actually have a conversation. They just have emotion. It's all based on emotion and feelings. It's like,
on every political side. Libertarians as well. We just pretend like libertarianism isn't based on emotion.
I think... I'm sticking with this one.
Just like the left pretends like theirs is based on science, and the Nazis who call it pretend like theirs is based on science.
One of our issues, one of our problems, is I don't think we emulate that all that much emotion and empathy. And that's why we get the bad stares, because we don't care about the children, we don't care about old people, we don't care about the poors. We just, as far as we're all concerned, they should just die in the streets. And that's where we get in trouble all the time, because I think you're wrong. I don't think that we are all that emotional. I think we have a lot of autists. We have a lot of nerds who don't understand. They are that are socially awkward.
But still, selfishness is an emotion.
I think but it's based on an individual level where you're
but
not.
But it's still an emotion. I mean, they're still ultimately libertarians because of their emotional desire.
I think a squirrel who's hoarding nuts because he doesn't know how long the winter is going to be. I don't think that's emotional. I think that is an environmental instinct. I think what we're suffering is too much instinct and not enough empathy and not enough emotion and connecting with our peers.
Argument that, you know, a free market economy would be the truly compassionate way of going about
things. Oh, yes, absolutely.
So how can we be unemotional?
Because we're not talking about our feelings when we talk about how free market is the right solution, because it's math. It's just it's math and stats, and it works, and we have history and we have data, and no one wants to hear that. Everyone wants to hear how we feel about how compassionate we feel about our poor brethren who are on the street there who can't afford to pay for dog food.
Well, the leftists,
but they have a dog.
Yeah, the leftists, these climate change people, they have math and stats and data
based on human input
and
error.
And what is ours not based on, if not human input and error?
I have 10,000 years of data ice core samples. They have 100 years of temperature data. They never look further than that stupid 100, 150, 200 years, which, yes, it's gotten warmer. But if you look at the big picture, no. And if you consider things like solar and not all this silly carbon emissions, which has been, I mean, it's like, what is it, 400 parts per million?
I think you're missing my point. My point is that you have data and stuff to support your free market arguments, and they have data and stuff to support their market arguments.
And you have, and if you're going to look at, if you're going to investigate the data, you have to look at all of it. You
but
can't,
we never
you,
have all of the data.
You can't pick and choose.
We never have all of the data.
You're correct. It's impossible. There will always be new data. There will always be new science. The science is never settled. So, yes, you're correct. And so we have to always have an open mind.
So they're just picking a solution that is most in line with their emotions and running with it.
Yes.
How is what you're doing with the free market any different?
Because it's math.
So is theirs.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
And you just
math.
Agreed with
it's
me.
It's wrong math.
So they're is not, yours.
I'm not looking at just a small picture. I'm looking at the whole.
You are. You just admitted that you're not looking at the whole thing because it's impossible to look at the whole thing.
I'm looking at what I can.
So are they.
No, they're not. They are picking and choosing.
So are you.
No, I'm looking at I am looking at what's available. And I know that it will always be another level. There will always be another level. Next year, it will change. There will be something different. There will be new facts. But I'm not picking and choosing just 100 years of timeline. I'm looking at everything that is available. I'm looking at the fact that I'm looking at the fact that greenhouse growers actually
look,
pump in carbon. They actually pump in carbon to grow their grow greener lettuce to make more profitable, efficient
well,
lettuce.
Yeah, that's how photosynthesis works.
And here I have knuckleheads saying that 400 parts per million is going to kill us. Whereas if it goes any lower, we're actually going to start killing off green.
I'm not a climatologist, and I'm not going to argue about botany and things like that. It concerns me that you want to debate the facts so extensively while admitting you don't have all the facts.
It's impossible.
Right. So you just pick a belief that's in accordance with whatever you already believe.
Yes. We all make decisions based on a belief structure.
Yeah.
And I guess my problem, so where do I come from? I don't trust the man. And I guess, yes, you're absolutely correct.
I would agree there's good reasons not to trust the man.
I am always going to question every little thing, even when my best friends come out in droves and are like, no, this is how it is. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to sleep on it. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to read some articles because I just, you know, I know that you have good ideas and you're smart, but I just don't trust anybody. So, yes, you're absolutely correct. That's where I'm coming. That's the angle that I'm coming from. I don't trust you.
Right. I get that.
But I trust you a hell of a lot more than
I
trust some bigwig in government or some CEO who's trying to sell me things.
No, I would agree, but all of the information that you get ultimately comes from, I mean, you didn't dig 10,000-year-old ice core samples. So all of that information, trust is built into it at some point. 855-450-3733. What do you think about climate change?
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.